So Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Lamed Gimel of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlokes regarding Noidei Soevdei Kechavim Mekan Kenein. The Jews' wine was stored in flasks made of hide or earthen jugs that were absorbed with Yayin Nesach, whether the wine is Aser Bahana or Mut Bahana. Gerudim Chadashim Mutarn. If the flask or jug was new and it was not smeared with lime, the wine is Mut B'Shtiyah because the flask and jug did not absorb any Yayin Nesach. However, Yeshanim u'mezavafim asurin, if the flask was old or it was smeared with lime, the wine is asur b'shtiyah because the flask did absorb yayin nesach. The Gemara discusses several methods of hechsher, davar shemechnisei likim, how to purify utensils that contain yayin nesach for a long time. The machlokes regarding kintza, whether to light a fire with wood chips inside the jug until the lime comes off, is considered an effective method of hechsher. Davar she'ein machnis likim, meshach shechan b'mayim b'hem mutarin. The utensil in which the yayin nesach was stored for a short time, hechsher is not required, and it is sufficient if the utensil is merely rinsed with water. Machlokes regarding kasi, if yayin nesach was put into a cup made of cheres that is thin and can absorb easily, whether the cup requires hechsher. The machlokes regarding mani de kunya, whether glazed kli cheres that held yayin nesach require hechsher.